Last week we talked about the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Beis that a maftir nachar Pesach afikoman, and we mentioned that this halacha that you're not allowed to eat anything after the Korban Pesach. That Shmuel's understanding of the din that not only can you not eat something in a different location after you eat the Korban Pesach in the first location, but you can't even eat something in the first location itself. Then there's a further question to Lashonos in the Gemara. Yehuda Amar Shmuel, does this halacha of Emaftir Nachar Pesach Avikoman apply to the Matzah Safikoman, or does it only apply to the Korban Pesach? So why should it apply to the Matzah? What is Matzah Safikoman? So here the Rashbam writes as follows. This is a Rashbam on Kuf Yates Amud Beis. Emaftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman, Shetzorech Lechol Matzah B'Gmar Sudoso, Zecha L'Matzah HaNecheles Ma Pesach B'Kricha. The matzah that we eat, matzah safikoman, is a zecher to what? What are we eating matzah safikoman for? It's not the Korban Pesach, so what are we eating it for? He says it's a zecher to the matzah hanecheles im ha-pesach b'kricha. It's a zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach. Here the Rashbam does not mention anything about the matzah safikoman being a zecher to the Korban Pesach itself. We pointed out the Rashbam and Kuf Chof does say that the matzah b'achron is avida zecher le-pesach. So he wanted to say that the din of Yoshnu Miktsasa, the idea that if you fall asleep, if you're near them in the middle of the eating of the Afikoman, then you can't continue eating it because that's like an Achila Bishnei Mekomos. So he wanted to suggest that that applies even to the Matzah because it's Avida Zecher LePesach. It's interesting, the Rashbam on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis does not mention that Afikoman is a Zecher LePesach. He says that it's a Zecher to the Matzah HaNecheles Ima Pesach. Interesting. And then he continues, V'zohi Matzah HaBetzua. That's the broken matzah, shana ochlim ba'achrona, that we eat at the end of the Seder, l'shem chova, we eat it l'shem chova. L'shem chova, it sounds like that's the matzah's chova. When we talk about, what's the ikka matzah that we're eating on the Seder night? The ikka matzah that we're fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah, the Rashbam here says, that's the matzah safikoman. The matzah safikoman, shana ochlim ba'achrona, l'shem chova. Ve'al korcheinu anem bevarchem al achilas matzah barishona. But he points out, even though the Iker Chova of Matzah we fulfill with the Matzah Safikoman, we're still going to make a bracha al Achilas Matzah on the first Matzah that we eat, at the beginning, by Motzi Matzah. Ava b'sha'in l'shem Chova, even though it's not l'shem Chova, k'da amar Rav Chista le'el, gabi marad l'achash mila kreis mimenu hechoz mevarich alav. Rav Chista, in the sugi of Marar, pointed out that if you only have Chosa, you have to make the bracha al Achilas Marar on the Chosa that you eat for Karpas. Because it doesn't make sense to eat chasa, to eat the romaine lettuce, which could be for maror, which could be used for maror. It doesn't make sense to eat that for karpas and then to make a bracha l'achilas maror later. That's inappropriate. So says the Rashbam, same thing here. That even though the ikar chovas matzah that we're fulfilling is with the matzah safikoma, but we make a bracha l'achilas matzah on the first matzah that we eat, because it would be inappropriate to hold off with the bracha and to eat the matzah at the beginning. So we got to make the bracha at the beginning, he says. Hilkach mevarach atarvayu bereisha. Mevarach atarvayu, make a bracha on both the matzah we're eating in the beginning and the matzah b'achrona. V'hodor ochel matzah b'achrona. Sounds like he's saying that you're making a bracha on the first matzah and on the second matzah. The bracha is covered. Bracha covers both. V'hodor ochel matzah b'achrona. So says the Rashbam, it's after this matzah, the second matzah, that you're not allowed to eat anything. The Rashbam invokes the first reason that he mentioned about the Korban Pesach. About the Korban Pesach, the Rashbam mentioned two reasons why Emaftir Nachar Pesach have become one. First of all, Shalo Ya'abid Mimenu Tam HaPesach. Then also, it's Nechal Al HaSova. So for both of those reasons, you can't eat anything after the Korban Pesach lefi Shmuel. Comes the Rashbam over here and says that Eim Aftir and Acha Matzah Afikoman, for Yehuda Meshmuel's addition to the Mishnah, so that can be explained if the Iker Chova of Matzah is the Matzah Afikoman, and then we're not going to be able to eat anything afterwards, Shlola Abed, Tam HaMatzah. Shlola Shakeach Taima. Ubematzah Bezman Hazeh, Ma'arid Leka Pesach Ba'adah. Obviously, Rav Yehuda Meshmul is not talking about Bizman Abayis, because Bizman Abayis, What's the chiddush that after nachar matzah avikoman? You're not going to be mafter achar pesach avikoman anyway. You're eating the matzah with the carbon pesach, so there's no chiddush. Obviously, he's talking bisman. I said that you don't have the carbon pesach. So the reason why after nachar matzah avikoman is because the matzah is a zeicha to the matzah hanachel esim pesach, and it's the ikachov of matzah, and therefore it's also to eat anything after that matzah, so that you won't lose the tam of the matzah. Why does the Rashbam mention both of these points? The Rashbam has two chidushim over here, right? He's saying, first of all, that the matzah safikoman is a zecha to the matzah hanecheles ma pesach. It's not zecha to the pesach, it's zecha to the matzah hanecheles ma pesach. And then he emphasizes this point that it's the ikachovas matzah. It's the ikachovas matzah. And he gets involved in a whole problem: when should you make the bracha lechiles matzah? Should you make it with the first achiles matzah, with the matzah safikoman? What does he need that for? Why does he have to say that the matzah safikoman is the ikar chov of matzah? He could have said that the matzah safikoman is being eaten as a zecher to the matzah that was necheles in a Pesach. But it's not the ikar chov. It's just a zecher ba'alma. The ikar chov is matzah we fulfill in the beginning. And we make a bracha, achilas matzah, the matzah in the beginning. Why does the Rashbam need to add the second point that the ikar chov is matzah is the matzah safikoman? So I was thinking, maybe what the Rashbam was... Maybe what motivated the Rashbam is that he's bothered with Akasha. The Bishlam Lagabi Pesach, I can understand why Emaftir and Achar Pesach Avikoman. Why? First of all, Shlola Shakeach Tama Pesach. There's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. It's a mitzvah Sachila. And you're fulfilling the mitzvah, obviously, with the Achila Sakarban Pesach. In order not to lose the time of the Karban Pesach, so there's an inyan not to eat afterwards. What's more, Pesach is Nechal Alasova. To prevent you... To ensure that it'll be Nechal Alasova, we don't want you to eat anything afterwards. If you leave enough room, if you leave a little bit of room that you'll be able to eat something afterwards, then you might leave even too much. You might leave even more room, and then it won't be Nechal Alasova. So to ensure it's Nechal Alasova, Chazal say you can't eat anything after the Karban Pesach. So by Karban Pesach, I can explain why Eim Aftir Nechal Pesach have become with either one of these reasons. But maybe what was troubling the Rashbam is, why is it that Eim Aftir Nechal Matzah have become? The time of Nechal Alasova, that applies to the Korban Pesach. It doesn't apply to the matzah. And he assumes that you can't compare the matzah to the Korban Pesach. Dine Korban Pesach, like the din of Nechal Alasova, that's going to only apply to Korban Pesach, not to matzah. So what do you want to say? That the reason why Maftir Nachem Matzah Afikoman is Shalola Shekayach Tama Matzah, that the time of the matzah should be Nisha Befiv. But that's only true if this is the Ikka Mitzvah of matzah. If it's not the Ikka Mitzvah of matzah, So why does the tam have to remain in your mouth? Or better yet, how are you ensuring that the tam of matzah is going to remain in your mouth? It's not the tam of the mitzvah, it's just tam matzah ba'alma. If the ikar chiyuv of matzah is fulfilled with the first matzah, so then we have to ensure that the tam of that matzah remains in your mouth. Maybe the Rashbam was troubled that it's not enough that you're eating matzah ba'achrona. You have to have the tam of matzah's mitzvah in your mouth. Because that's the whole idea, as we explained, that it's a chashivas, it's a chibuv, a kavod to the mitzvah, that the tam of the mitzvah is going to remain in your mouth. What's tam a tam of matzah? If it's not the mitzvah of matzah, so then what's the significance to that tam? So perhaps that's why the Rashbam added the second point, that the ikachovas matzah is the matzah savikoman. If the ikachovas matzah is the matzah savikoman, then we understand so that you won't lose the time of the matzah's mitzvah. It's not stam a matzah ba'alma. No, it's a matzah's mitzvah. So that's why the Rashbam felt compelled to add this idea that the ikar chovas matzah is the matzah's afikoman. Mori.
Can we answer just like we did for the Bach and the Rashbam, that the third way of the zikr is that you have to do all the same details? So why can the Rashbam say that just like in that case, where you're certain of a zikr, that you have to do all the same details, even though it doesn't really make sense 100% to apply it?
No, but the matzah, but the matzah that's nechel with the Karban Pesach, to do it with all the details, no, but the point is, aim after and achar matzah v'koman, if you hold that, the pshat is that you want the tam of the matzah to remain in your mouth. So if the Rashbam were to explain that the ikka mitzvah matzah is the first matzah, then what are you accomplishing over here? It's nice, but it's not. That's not the point. You're missing the point. Meaning what he should say is that you shouldn't eat the matzah in the beginning. Leave the matzah until the end so that you'll have a matzah mitzvah at the end. And if you have a matzah mitzvah, the ikar matzah mitzvah at the end, then it'll really make sense. Meaning, why should you have matzah in the beginning if that's the ikar chovas matzah? You're losing the point of the tam ha-mitzvah being nisha b'fiv. So if there's only one matzah mitzvah that's going to be the ikar chova, so then don't do it in the beginning, only do it at the end. So comes the Rashbam and says a chiddush that even if you eat matzah in the beginning, you can still say that the ikar chovas matzah is at the end. That's his whole chiddush, that you can do both. You can have matzah in the beginning and make the bracha on the matzah in the beginning, and nevertheless, the ikar chovas is going to be at the end. So if the ikar chovas is at the end, then we can understand why, how you're fulfilling this din that the tam matzah is going to be nisha b'fiv. It's not just tam matzah. It's tam matzah's mitzvah that's going to be nisha b'fiv. So it's really a kiyum in this halacha that the tam of the mitzvah is going to remain in your mouth. This is how the Rashbam understands. But Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos is going on the Gemara. The Gemara quotes Rav Yehuda Mishmul's halacha, and then he wants to bring a raya. Gemara says, Nemam is Sayele. This is at the bottom of Kuf Yitesim and Beis. I'll bring you a raya to Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Hasufkinin v'haduvshonin v'ha'iskiritin. What are these things? So the Rashbam says, Sufkinin is rikikin ha'asuyin kisfog. They're wafers. I mean, obviously they're matzah, they're not chometz. Right? Mitoch she'isosin raka ein toras lechem aleihin. Somehow they're made like a batter. We can't even understand something like that. Anything made with a batter by us is going to be chametz stick. You know, we make matzah, we're very careful, it has to be a dough. And we don't, you know, we've never made matzah this way. But that's what sufkinen is. It's a blila raka. It's made with a batter, but it doesn't have a toras lechem to it. You know, it's like a pancake almost, like a pancake batter. And then you put it out and it bakes and somehow it doesn't become chametz stick. But obviously, to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, we need lechem oni. This is, doesn't have a tzura sapas. It doesn't have a toras lechem on it. Forget about tzura. It doesn't have a din lechem on it because it's made with the blila raka. It's made with a soft batter, not with a dough. So therefore, you can't be able to the mitzvah matzah with this. Duvshanim. What are duvshanim? Some kind of a honey matzah. Metugonim b'shemen udvash. They're fried with the oil and with the honey. Ve'ena lechem oni, lechem asher v'aiter. It's not lechem oni, it's matzah shira. So basically, these are examples of matzah shira. So comes the Tosefta and says, Asufgonim, adufshanim, ayuskaritim, adam malei kresom, ehenu v'atshiyocha kezayis matzah b'achrona. You can eat these things as long as you eat a kezayis matzah b'achrona. You have to have a kezayis of matzah shmura that's lechem oni b'achrona. So Zok the Gemara, Bachrona in Barishona lo. It sounds like if you have this kezayis of matzah, you should eat it at the end, not in the beginning. Why should you not eat it in the beginning? So says the Gemara, presumably it's a raya to Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Ein maftirin acha matzah afikomen. If you'd eat the matzah in the beginning, you won't be able to eat other things. That has to be the last thing that you're eating. So Bachrona in Barishona lo. No. Lomi baya ka'amar. The Gemara says, really, maybe maftir in achar matzah fikamon. You can eat after the matzah. But lomi baya ka'amar. Lomi baya barishona deka ochel etay avon. Not only can you eat it barishona, you're eating it letay avon. It's actually better. You're eating the matzah letay avon. Aval ba'achrona dilma asi lemechal achila gasa. But if you leave the kezayis of matzah mitzvah for the end, maybe you'll eat it achila gasa. You'll be full. So maybe you shouldn't eat it ba'acharona. You shouldn't be memale kreso from the sufgonim and the duvshonim and the iskaritin, because then you'll eat the matzah's mitzvah ba'achilagasa. Kamash molon, that it's okay. Meaning the chiddush of the Tosefta is not that you should eat the kezayis matzah ba'acharona and not barishona, because the rule is eim aftir nacha matzah fikoman. No, it's that you can even eat the kezayis matzah ba'acharona. Of course you can eat it barishona. Of course. Even though you're going to eat other things afterwards, so what? Maftir nachem matzah v'koma. It's no raya that ain't maftir nachem matzah v'koma. The chiddush of the Tosefta is that you can even eat it b'achrona, and we're not afraid that you'll eat it achila gasa. So on that Gemara, Tosus makes the following comment: b'achrona in barishona lo perish, barishona below achrona lo. The Gemara is saying b'achrona in, you're allowed to be mamalek kreisa from the sufkanim and the dushanim. You can eat them as long as you eat the kezayis matzah at the end. You'll eat the kezayis matzah at the end and not eat the matzah in the beginning. You'll only be eating it at the end, says Tosfos. What does that mean? Why would you only eat matzah at the end? Says Tosfos, could go the last day of the kezayis matzah. We're talking about a situation where you only have one kezayis, vesulo. The tov la ochlo ala sova v'lios ta matzah b'fiv. If you only have one kezayis, then it's better to eat it b'achrona. Better to eat it b'achrona so that it'll be eaten ala sova and you'll have the ta matzah b'fiv. The tamatza will remain b'fiv. Avol vaday I islay matza l'chol sudoso. But if you have plenty of matza, plenty of shmur matza, tov lo lechol matza b'tchila l'te'avon u'levorech alea, v'achagach b'gmar sudoso yochol gazayis matza. V'yeh tamatza b'fiv. Of course, as Tosus, if you have a lot of shmur matza, you should eat matza in the beginning and at the end. You'll eat your matza safikoman at the end. And you'll have the tam matzah b'fiv from the matzah safikoman. It's Tosfos. V'gam yehele b'sof tam matzah b'fiv ba'osa kezayis achron. V'afilu im ikar matzah b'achrona. Just one second. I skipped. U'levarech alea. Tov lo lechol matzah b'tchila l'tayavon. U'levarech alea. V'achagach b'gmar sudosu yochol kezayis matzah. V'ya tam matzah b'fiv. The Iker Mitzvah al Harishona Shiba L'Tayavon. The Iker Mitzvah, says Tosfos, is on the Rishona, that's Ba L'Tayavon. You're supposed to eat Matzah L'Tayavon. So the Iker Mitzvah will be on the Matzah Rishona. The Gam Yehele B'Sof Ta Matzah B'Fiv Bosa Kazai Sachron. What does Tosfos say? That if you have plenty of matzah, what should you do? Of course you should eat a matzah in the beginning. Eat matzah in the beginning. Make the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah on that matzah. And that's the Iker Matzah. That's the Iker Chovas Matzah. But you should also have Matzah B'Achrona so that you'll have Tam Matzah B'Fiv. What's Tosfos saying? Tosfos is assuming that the idea of Emaftir Nacham Matzah Afikoman to have Tam Matzah B'Fiv can be fulfilled even if that Matzah is not the Iker Matzah. Against the Rashbam, the Rashbam, the way we explain, the Rashbam is saying that your Iker Matzah is the last Matzah. Tosfos says the Iker Matzah is not the last Matzah, it's the first Matzah. Why does Tosfos say the Iker Matzah must be the first Matzah? Well, because Tosfos would prefer to say that the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah is going on the Matzah Schova. Why not? Why shouldn't he say that? It does make a lot of sense, right? Why should I say that it's the last one? So Tosfos says maybe the Iker Matzah Tak is the Matzah that comes L'Teyavon. It's better to be L'Teyavon. But you'll still have the Ein Maftir Nacham Matzah Afikoman, the fact that Tamatzah will be Nisha B'Fiv with the extra Matzah. What's Tosfos clearly assuming? That the idea of Ein Maftir Nacham Matzah Afikoman does not have to be fulfilled with the Matzah's mitzvah. It can be fulfilled with the Matzah Kol Dehu. As long as you have a Tamatzah. Tamatzah is fine. It doesn't have to be the time for the actual Cheftza Shel Matzah's mitzvah. As long as you have a Tamatzah, even if it's a Tamatzah Kol Dehu, that's also the same key. That's the same key of Emaftir Nacham Matzah Afikoman. There seems to be a machlokas to Rashbam and Tosfos over here, whether the din of Emaftir Nacham Matzah Afikoman has to be fulfilled dafka with the matzah's chova, or is it enough if you have a matzah's koldehu? According to Tosfos, even a matzah's koldehu is sufficient. According to the Rashbam, it seems like that you're really supposed to fulfill the din of Emaftir Nacham Matzah Afikoman with the matzah's chova. And then Tosfos just adds that even if you'll say that the ikka matzah is what you eat b'achrona, you can still make the bracha in the beginning. Afilu mika matzah b'achrona in zetemim on a mevarchen ala rishona, kadeh lift a matzah shal achrona, shayein levarech alo achrona, mishim shalach shemile kreiso hu, mishim shalach shemile kreiso. It's after you were already memale kreiso, so you shouldn't make the bracha later. Mevchistis taina. Aval yachu levarech ala rishona v'tipater ha'achrona shi ikra mitzvah kedefrishis le'el. You can make the bracha in the beginning, even if you'll tell me that the ikka chovas matzah is what you eat at the end, it's not a problem with the bracha. He preferred to say that the ikka chova would be in the beginning, but he says it's really not a problem. It's really not a problem even if the ikka chova is taka, the matzah that you eat at the end. And then he quotes the two dais that we had before. Is it better to eat the sufganin, to leave the matzah for the end, or is it better to have the matzah to make the bracha on the matzah, on the matzah's mitzvah, right? Is it better Rav Chista, who says that Lachashmila Kresa Menu Chos Mavar Chalei, would he say that it's taka better not to put yourself into such a situation that you're going to be making a brocha not on the Iker Chovas Matzah? Or does he say it's not a problem? You can make a brocha in the beginning, even if the Iker Chovas is going to come at the end. Okay, but aside from that, there seems to be a major machlokas to Rashbam and Tosus over here, whether the din of Eim Aftir Nacha Matzah Fikoman has to be fulfilled dafka with the Matzah's Chova, or can it be even fulfilled with the Matzah's Kolda? Okay, this is the basic sugya. The first comment of the Rashbam is that the Afikoman, the Matzah Afikoman that we eat, is a zecha to the Matzah that was Nacheles Ima Pesach. The Rosh is very troubled with that comment of the Rashbam. If you have a Gemara, please turn to the Rosh. Let's look at the Rosh together. The Rosh in Simon Lamed Dalet. The Rosh writes, if they're quoting the Rashbam, Ulefiza hayanira shetzorech lechol ima mora v'charosis. Kevin she zecher lematzah necheles imapesa bekricha. If the matzah safikoman is a zecher to the matzah that was necheles with the Pesach, so why don't you have a korech with that matzah? Why have korech in the beginning? The ikar korech is with the matzah that was nechel with the Pesach. What did we do? According to Hillel, you ate the Karban Pesach and you had matzah with moror as a kricha together with the Karban Pesach. It's a shaila if you were korech with the Pesach or not korech with the Pesach. But even if you weren't korech with the Pesach, see, but you were korech the matzah and the moror together in the context of eating the Karban Pesach. So, frek the Rosh, if according to the Rashbam, the matzah safikoman is a zecha to the matzah that was necheles ima Pesach, so then you should be having the korech there, not in the beginning of the suda. V'alein ha'yeroi levarech halachilas matzah, and you should make the barach halachilas matzah there. El shekvar mila kreiso mimena. Okay, so you're not going to make the bracha there, because if you already ate matzah before, you should make the bracha before. But at least have the korech there, have the mora and the charoses with the matzah safikoman. Im kein tzarech lasos kemo bezman ha-migdash, ha-yu ochlen ha-kol b'yachad, Hillel u-siyata. Hillel would eat all of them together as a korech. Va'af l'rabbonon mitzvah la-ochlo b'yachad, even according to the Rabbonon, if you look at the Bach, mitzvah la-ochlo b'yachad, klomer zeh achar zeh besomach yachad, the chachamim hold, you're not supposed to be korech them together, but you should eat them besomach zeh la-zeh, eat the matzah with the maror, with the charoses, all together with each other, even if you're not korech them together. Omnam t'mihani, says the Rosh, lama osin kricha betchila, yaspik bekricha achrona zeichel amikdash. Why do you make a kricha in the beginning? You got to do the kricha zeichel amikdash. This is the ikka zeichel amikdash. You're eating the matzah safikoman as a zeichel to the matzah that was nechel with the carbon pesach. So the ikka zeichel amikdash is to have the korech there. So why have it in the beginning and not at the end? It's docha pelek, asks the Rosh. Hilkach nirali the osa matzah ina l'shem chova ela ochlan osa zeichel apesach shayonechel alasova b'achrona. Says the Rosh, I think the Rashbam is mistaken. The matzah safikoman that you're eating bezman hazeh at the end of the Suda, that's not a zecha to the matzah hanecheles ima Pesach. That's a zecha to the Pesach itself. That's a zecha to the Karban Pesach itself. It's nechel ala sova, it's nechel b'achrona, so that's what you're doing. You're eating the matzah safikoman as a zecha to the Pesach. Ulefishu zecha le Pesach, yesh liten ladin ha-Pesach shlo lechel acharea. That's why I'm after and I'm at Afikoman, because it's Zeichel Pesach. Zeichel Pesach. Ve'ino tzarech ima mora v'charoses. You don't have to do korech with it. He's assuming that Hillel was not korech the mora and the charoses with the Pesach. He was korech the mora and the charoses with the matzah hanecheles ima Pesach. So if you hold the matzah Afikoman as a Zeichel Pesach, there's no Indian to do korech there. There's no matzah there. There's no matzah there. There's no Indian to do korech. So the Rosh argues with the Rashbam. He says matzah safikoman is not zecha to the matzah necheles ima Pesach. It's a zecha to the Pesach itself. It's a zecha to the Pesach itself. And that's why I'm after nacha matzah afikoman. He says the Pesach was nechel ala sova. So this matzah, zecha to the Pesach, has to be nechel ala sova too. We said, why should you hold a maftir nacha matzah v'koma mitzad the din of nechal al asova? That's the din of carbon pesach. It doesn't relate to the matzah. Comes the Rosh and says, no, it relates to this matzah, because this matzah is a zechel pesach. This matzah is a zechel pesach. So the matzah zeichel pesach. Of course, the din of nechal al asova, the din of ein maftirin achar ha-pesach ha-vikomen, applies to ein maftirin achar ha-matzah, shehu zeichel pesach, as well. Because it's zeichel pesach, has the same din as the carbon pesach. And what's more, there's no inyan to do a korech with this matzah, the korech of Mar and Charoses, because that was done with the matzah. This is not matzah. It's matzah, it's masquerading as matzah, but it's really a carbon pesach. It's matzah that's a zecha to the carbon pesach. There's no inyan to have a kricha with the carbon pesach. Hillel only had the korech with the matzah that was nechal ima pesach. This is the sheet of the Rush. The Rush argues with the Rashbam and says matzah savikomen is not zecha to the matzah hanechal ima pesach, but rather it's zecha to the carbon pesach itself. That can still explain why imaftir nachar pesach achar matzah avikomen. He says it can explain even better because pesach is nachal ala sova, so the matzah has the same din. That's why you can't eat anything afterwards because it's zecha to the pesach. What's more, says the Rosh, now I can explain why you don't have a korech because Hillel was not korech the mor and the charoses with the pesach. He was only korech with the matzah. The Torah quotes. He quotes that there's a yeshomrim that maybe taka you should be korech the Mora and the Charoses, with the Matzah Safikoman. This is in the packet 29. Tzur says, in Simen Tofai and Zayin, Ula'achar gemar kol asuda, ochle mi Matzah Shmur atachas hamapa ba'achrona, zeichel pesach hanechal ala sova. That we eat Matzah Safikoman. He says, v'yeish omrim, on the next page, yeish omrim shetzorich l'korcho b'mora, u'letovle b'charoses, V'lechal achrav kezayis matzah levado. You have to be korech the matzah with mara and charoses, and then to eat another kezayis of matzah afterwards. V'adoni avi harosh zal kotzer shein tzorech ala kezayis echa levado. The Torah quotes the Yesh Omrim that with the matzahs avikoman, you have to be korech the mara and charoses, and then eat a kezayis of matzah afterwards. Where does this come from? What's he saying? So the Bach explains it through. He says, this Yesh Omrim is going with the Rashbam. The Rosh's understanding of the Rashbam. Meaning the Rashbam says that matzah savikoman is a zecha to the matzah that was eaten with the carbon pesach. The Rosh says, but according to the Rashbam, what should emerge is you should have to do korech here. Why do korech in the beginning? Do korech here. So comes the Torah and says, this taka yeshomim that say that you're supposed to do the korech with the matzah savikoman. Exactly the kasha of the Rosh. The real answer to the Rosh's kasha is that in a chanami, according to the Rashbam, maybe a taka should do the korech over here. The Rashbam didn't mention that. But the Yesh Omrim says that's taka what you should do. Kein nirim mimashakosav arosh delufi perusho shal Rashbam shakosav da'achilas avikomen eno zech lepesach ala ochlon osa l'shem chovas matzah zech lematzah nachilas ima pesach bekricha kein tzorech lasos kamo bezman ha-mikdosh. The Bach says that this Yesh Omrim is going within the Rashbam, but his answer to the Rosh's kash is in a chanami, according to the Rashbam, you do korech. Right, you do korech. So this would be a nafkamina between the Rashbam and the Rosh. Ein maftir nachar matzah afikoman, that's not a nafkamina. The Rashbam says that ein maftir nachar matzah afikoman, even if it's not zechel pesach, even if it's only zechel to the matzah that was nechel in a pesach, but since that's the ikah chovas matzah, it's appropriate not to eat after that matzah, according to the Rashbam. So everyone would agree to that. The Rosh would hold for his reason, nechel ala sova, and the Rashbam holds for his reason. But this is a nafkamina. Do you do korech with that matzah that's nechal for matzah safikoman? Wow, that's quite a nafkamina. What's this extra matzah that you're eating after the korech? So the Bach continues. He says, "Mishemelcha ikasav rabbeinu di yeshom shetzar lekorcha b'mara letavla b'charoses v'lechal achrav kezayis matzah." Why? Aye, but you did the korech. So what's the? So he says, no, mikomako me'achad osi mora d'rabbanan mvatel mitzvah schova l'matzah schova d'araisa tzorech lachzor v'lechol matzah levada. It's the old problem that we had, that the matzah is a matzah d'araisa. That's the ikachova, so the matzah is a matzah d'araisa. The mora is only d'rabbanan, so the mora is going to be mvatel the matzah d'araisa. So we eat the matzah before the korech. We yotze the matzah d'araisa beforehand. But if you're going to assume that the ikach of a matzah is the matzah savikoma that you eat at the end, so what's happening here? Right? You have your matzah daraisa, but you're going to eat it with a korech? So if you eat it with the korech, so then the mor is going to be mevatel, the matzah daraisa. So that's why, according to this logic, you got to eat another kezayis of matzah afterwards. Right? If you follow the Rashbam to its logical conclusion, what should emerge is that you got to eat two kezaisim. Your first kezaisim is with korech, because it's a zecher to the matzah hanecheles im haPesach, and then you eat a second kezaisim, because the first kezaisim, the morad rabbanon, will be mevatel the matzah daraisa. So you yotzei the din of zecher lemigdash of korech, but you still have to eat the matzah plain by itself, so that the morad is not going to be mevatel. Okay, this is how the Bach explains, according to the Rosh's understanding of the Rashbam. He says, the Yesh Omrim is taking the Rosh's understanding of the Rashbam, but paskening like the Rashbam, so the Yesh Omrim says, Yitaka have to have Korech with the Matzah Safikoman. Gotta have Korech with the Matzah Safikoman, and have another Kezayis or Matzah afterwards, so that you won't run into the problem that the Mor is going to be Mevatel. The Mor of the Rabbanu will be Mevatel Matzah Deraisa. That's what the Bach says initially. But then the Bach adds, in the second Dibra Maschil, he says, I'm not sure that even the Rashbam would say like this. I'm not sure that even according to the Rashbam, it's necessary to do the Korech at the end. You can do the Korech in the beginning like we do. This is the Bach, the next Dibra Maschil. So first of all, the Bach says our minig is to have two kezesim for the afikomen. If you get those colored sheets from the Judaica store to tell you exactly how much matzah to eat, so you'll see for motzi matzah you eat a bigger box, right? You eat two kezesim. For Korech, it's smaller. And then for Afikoman, suddenly it's the same size as Motzi Matzah. What are you eating two kezaisim for? Motzi Matzah, I taka get. You're eating one kezaisim for Sudas Yomtif, one kezaisim for Achilas Matzah. So you need two kezaisim. We spoke about this. Ain't also mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, where we talked about that issue. But why for Afikoman are you eating two kezaisim? It should be the same as Korech. You only need one kezaisim of Matzah. The answer is, we're machmir for the Rashbam and the Rosh. We're machmir that maybe we're eating the matzah as a zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach, and maybe we're eating the matzah safikoman as a zecher to the Korban Pesach itself. So if you have to be machmir for both shittas, you have to eat two kezaisim. This is the source of the minhag to eat two kezaisim for the afikoman, just like for the motzi matzah. But the Bach goes further. The ein korchan oso b'mor v'charoses, but we're not korich in Moran Charoses. So the low kamosha even harosh mi perusha. The Rosh understood according to the Rashbam, you should have to have korech with the matzah savikoman. Says the Bach, I don't think so. Vainu taima the matzah dafka shi da raisa ochlem bachrona l'shem chova zechel achilas matzah nachelas ima pesach. Matzah da raisa, we're going to eat matzah savikoman as a zecher to the achilas matzah with the pesach. Good. That we have to eat. Aval marva charosa shehud rabbanon ein chiyuv laochlam bachrona kolikar afladas perish Rashbam. But the mar in the charosa says that's only the rabbanon. There's no reason to be machmir to eat them at the end of the suda. Matzah daraisa with machmir to have a matzah safikoma to eat that at the end of the suda. But why do you have to do that for the mar and the charosas? You could do that in the beginning of the suda. He says, what's more, he says v'ho elahoil, skipping down. Elahoel v'hischa b'mitzvahs matzah umar b'tchilas ha-suda holik v'gomer kol mitzvahsom. We start the mitzvah of matzah at the beginning of the suda. So once we started the mitzvah, we can put the mitzvahs d'rabbanan together with that matzah. We can put the mar and the charoses together with that matzah. That's not a problem. If mar and charoses would have been d'araisa, so then we would say that let's put it all together with the matzah at the end. That's a zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach. But if Mar and Charoses are only the Rabbanan, and we've already started the Mitzvah of Matzah in the beginning of the Suda, so we just tack it on. We do the Korech at the beginning of the Suda. We don't have to wait till the end. So that's why he says, even according to the Rashbam, I don't think that you have to put the Korech at the end. And that is our minhag taka. Right? And that is taka, our minhag, that even if we're going to be machmer for the Rashbam, we're not going to have the matzah safikoman with a korech, because we assume that you can be yoytze, the din of korech, at the beginning of the suda. You don't need it mamish with the matzah that was nechal in ma pesach, because it's only a drabbanan anyway. So if it's only a drabbanan, you can do the korech before. That's fine. You're doing it with matzah. So as long as you're doing it with matzah, you can be yotze the zeichel amigdash before. Okay, this is the discussion. The two shittas, the Rashbam and the Rosh. What is the matzah safikom and keneged? Is it keneged the matzah that was nechal ima pesach? Or is it keneged the korban pesach itself? Nafgamina being perhaps whether you should have a korech with the matzah safikoman, but the Bach rejects that and says, even according to the Rashbam, you don't have to have the korech with the afikoman, because it's only a derabbanan, the mar and the charos are only a derabbanan, so therefore you can just do it at the beginning of the Suda. But because we're machmer both for the Rashbam and for the Rosh, we have the minig that we take two kazesim for the afikoman, so that will be yotzei the matzah that was nechal ima pesach and the matzah that's a zecha to the pesach itself. So far, so good. We've explained what matzah afikoman is according to the Rashbam and according to the Rosh. And we've even explained, lefi the Bach, why there's no need to have a korech with the matzah afikoman. You can put the korech in the beginning. It doesn't have to be with the matzah afikoman. The question that we have to still address, that hopefully we'll look at tomorrow, is how to understand the Rambam. The Rambam is the final shita in matzah afikoman. We know that the Rambam holds that you have to be tovel all mitzvahs achil of the Seder night in Charoses. And we discussed this at great length. So the question is, why, according to the Rambam, would you not have to be tovel the matzah safikoman in Charoses? Right? The matzah safikoman. It shouldn't matter whether you're following the Rashbam or the Rosh. Right? If you follow the Rosh, you assume matzah safikoman is a zecha to the Pesach. So the Rambam should say that you have to be tovel the matzah in Charoses, because it's a mitzvah achila of the night. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah achila. So why shouldn't you have to be tovel the matzah v'koman in Charoses as a zecha to the Korban Pesach? And certainly if you hold like the Rashbam, additionally if you hold like the Rashbam that it's a zecha to the matzah that was nechal with the Korban Pesach, so what that you don't have to do korech there? I'm not asking you to have the moror with the matzah, but at least dip the matzah into charoses. The impression you get from the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Tes, is that there's no charoses with the afikoman. He doesn't mention any charoses, any tibul b'charoses with the afikoman. Why not? Why doesn't the Rambam mention any tibul b'charoses with the afikoman? The Rambam holds that by all mitzvahs achil of the night, Wetovel and Charoses. By Karpas he has the Wetovel and Charoses. By Matzah's Mitzvah of Motzi Matzah, Wetovel and Charoses. Wetovel everything in Charoses. So why suddenly when it comes to the Afikoman does the Rambam say that you're not Tovel it in Charoses? So this is a question that we have to address tomorrow. And hopefully when we answer the Rambam's question, we'll be able to come full circle in the Sugya of Afikoman. And we'll get a Havana as to where the Rambam fits in within the Machlokas, the Rashbam and the Rosh, as to what Afikoman is really coming to symbolize.